Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Our buddy Andy McCarthy makes a great point in a column that just sent to me that this Schiff show that you're going to see tomorrow is billing itself kind of as a grand jury that's going public. And he says it never goes public because it's intentionally one-sided. It's the prosecution that's going on here. And this will appear to be tremendously one-sided when we see these people tomorrow. So what are they going to counter with out there? Well, I played you the clip. Emotionality. Billing people as just being wronged by this. Soldiers, the one guy said, in Ukraine. And then, of course, the female breaking down and crying. I don't know if Vegas has the odds. Will it be 20 minutes in or 30 minutes into her testimony? Maybe 10. That's what you're going to see. This is their card. That's what it's all about, damaging him politically. That, I think, is a big mistake. If the Senate does not remove him from office, he will run on this. This will not be politically damaging. That's one. The other idea is, it's a long shot, peel off 20 senators who see the shifting public opinion polls and think that, yep, people have it now. People understand after this what he did that rises to the level of impeachment and removal. Impeachment's one thing. You know, it's never billed that way. Impeachment is one thing, rising to that level, which is a high bar. But then removal, even if impeached, that's quite different. You really have to go longer for that. It's not just he was impeached, he'll be removed. And Republicans have to continue to make that point. All right, joining us is one of the savviest guys I can think of politically. He now chairs, if you think these people in the suburbs are belly aching, like Delaware County, how hard it is, try being over in Camden County. Tom Crone is the head of the Camden County GOP. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show. And tell listeners they really have a Camden County GOP in Camden County. I didn't know that.
Well, good morning, Dom, and thanks again. And just real quick, so my boss doesn't get too upset, Rich Ambrosino is our great chairman, and I am his executive director.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure. But I'm his guy to take care of that. So I just don't want to get in trouble with the boss.
Gotcha.
So, but I appreciate you know, the build-up and the lead-in. But, yeah, there is a Republican Party in Camden County, the bluest county in one of the bluest states. We're alive and well, and we're not going anywhere. The election season's over for 2019, and we're in full 2020 mode, and that includes supporting our great president. There is no way, shape, or form that we're going to back away and not support President Trump.
It seems to me that message didn't get, Tom, to easier territory like Chester County, where Republicans are nip and tuck, you know, with registration edge and the rest of it. By any report that we've seen, they don't want to make that front and center, don't want to make it about that. And then I don't understand how you're giving people, because the other side is making it, we want to take Trump out. Even the guy running for coroner, that's his campaign. You know, I'm going to help take Trump out. And if you run away from Trump, well, then what are voters? Where's the appeal? Why are they coming to you guys?
Well, you're absolutely right with that. And I don't know what goes through the mind of any Republican organization. And you have to sit down and you have to take measure of where you're at and what you have to say. Now, I will agree with you that it's time to stiffen your spine. And as a suburban, you know, Republican county Republican organization, we're not going to shrink from it. We have the Norcross Democrats here, who have been, entrenched now for over 20 years, and they they're formidable. They have money, they have people, they have power, they have jobs, contracts, the whole thing. Our second problem we have now is because the progressives have made such a footprint with the AOCs of the world, Bernie Sanders and his ilk, that's cropping up here in Camden County. So we're not only fighting the establishment Democrats, we're coming up against these, you know, socialists, these progressives who are taking over our boards of education in towns mm-hmm. like Cherry Hill. We can't have that. So we get messages on a daily basis, you know, through Facebook and others, people that want Trump signs. They do you have any shirts? Where can I get it? And the answer is, come to our headquarters. We have plenty of Trump swag there, and we're more than happy to share it with you. But the point I'm making is the Trump supporters are out there. And, you know, I was a Ted Cruz guy back in the primary, but the president won me over 100%. The man made promises, and he kept them. And when it comes down to it, he is one of the greatest presidents we're going to see in our lifetime. And my first president was Reagan, Ronald Reagan, in 1984, his first time I voted. And this is an amazing time. Just last night, we created a new Republican organization in Barrington, who hasn't had a Republican organization in a long time. And it was 100% because of the president. These guys all are just absolutely fed up with the way it's going. And the president has shown them that there is a better way to be a Republican.
Yeah, and Tom, to that point, I think a lot of these people are moderate Democrats that are the mayors of the 58 or so municipalities, like my buddy Larry Pennock, who's the mayor of Audubon Park. And it's yeah. Trump being a different sort of Republican that had him come out of the closet, support Trump now, and to be a Republican mayor in Camden County, which is shocking.
It is shocking, but it's not. And we can't let it be shocking anymore. It has to be the norm, and that has to be the way it is. Now, there was, you know, it was put down by the state chairman, Doug Steinhardt, who's a great chairman, and he's done a really good job at a little bit of a Republican resurgence here, specifically in South Jersey, down in Legislative District 1, specifically. He flipped two seats, and that's a huge, huge victory for all of us. And he says, you know, we're going to back the president. We're already on board. We're not going to go the route of other candidates who shall remain nameless who ran away from the president mm-hmm. and gave us, you know, 6 more years of a certain senator. I don't want to bash the guy. He had to make the campaign decision, and it's a difficult one to make. We've all done it. But don't run away from the president. Embrace him. And our membership is growing right now. Barrington, of all places, now has a Republican organization, and it's vibrant. It's a good group of guys. So what we've gone ahead and done to accommodate our smaller towns where they may not have the ability, we've gone ahead and created the Camden County United Republican Club. So you don't have to come be part of our committee. You can be part of our club now. And the smaller towns there, and it's very specifically geared towards our Trump-supporting friends. And I'll tell you what, the number one group of Trump-supporting friends are our great brothers and sisters in law enforcement. I tell you, we get requests daily for exactly. Trump signs and other things, and it's our friends and our cops, our first responders. They get it. That's my family. I come from law enforcement.
Right, and Tom, in this lame duck, it doesn't end with these progressives. Here are some of the things going on in Trenton now, because some of them are retiring and on the way out might go wilder, that marijuana may be passed, legalization, banning yes. plastic bags, and illegals getting driver's licenses. These things are all underway right now, I'm told.
And that's being embraced by the South Jersey progressives, who are starting to move the agenda for the establishment Democrats. It's huge. It's something that we as a Republican organization cannot allow to happen, because they're thinking small, and that's an important thing. They're not going after legislative seats, the progressives. They're going after boards of education.
Right. Now, that's the key thing, why this is important in Jersey. It's going to be a long fight to get to the day of, you know, flipping New Jersey and cents and all that, but you're right, and you've been talking about this with me for years. Boards of education, how our kids are being indoctrinated, these local offices They're smart. They're going after these, and they get enough organization, they can win them, and they know they can turn around America one small town at a time. That's what it's up to. And then you throw a George Soros in, taking out DAs and all the rest, and we have a different country. So, Tom, where do people go if they want to hook up with you guys?
Best place to find us is on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CamdenCountyGOP. We got a great Facebook page. A lot of people come to it. You want more information, leave it a quick message, and we're real happy to have you come out and join us. On the 20th of November, we're having a Democrat debate watch party at our headquarters. More information coming. It'll be right on our Facebook page.
Good stuff, Tom. As always, we'll catch up down the road. Thank you.
Tom, I appreciate it. You're a great friend. Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.